Some 10 metres out are the remains of the Norsemen. If the tide is high, you may only just be able to make out a small part of it sticking out of the water. This vessel was thought for many years to have been built in Poole in 1847 as a topsail schooner for transporting potatoes. However, more detailed research in 2007 by Keith Clark, while studying at the University of Sussex, has revealed that the ship was instead built in New York in 1881 as a private yacht for an American property millionaire. It did not arrive on these shores until the end of World War I. It was just over 130 feet, that's 40 metres long, and weighed over 160 tonnes. It was converted into a houseboat in the 1930s and is said to have been used as a brothel for the many servicemen stationed in the area during World War II. It was eventually gutted by fire shortly after. Looking across the river, the land nearest us is Land's End Point, or Burselden Point. From here, right round to where the railway station is now, is where the main shipyards were located between the 14th and early 19th centuries. Near to the station, but filled in when the railway was built, was Church Creek, the site of some of the earliest yards. Edward III is recorded as having been here at the launch in 1338 of the George, a galley of 50 to 60 oars, which was the Royal Navy's first man-of-war. There was a plentiful supply of local wood and an ironworks at Hungerford Bottom, just a couple of miles away. Some of the best-known shipbuilders here include William Wyatt, Philemon Ewer, and George Parsons. Ewer's house over at Burselden still bears his name. The double high tide, 2 or 3 hours of slack water, and protected environment combined with the availability of raw materials to make it an ideal location for shipbuilding. That same area was made famous by the 1980s television series Howard's Way. Several of the houses and the Jolly Sailor pub became well-known landmarks as the business and personal lives of the cast evolved in a BBC version of the US's Dallas or Dynasty. The pub is accessible from a footpath that leads up from the car park at Burselden Station on the other side of the river. Much of the filming took place in various locations between Fareham and Southampton, with the central location being the Mermaid Boatyard, the renamed Elephant Boatyard, which lies on the opposite bank, tucked into the corner of the bend in the river, beyond the buildings that you can see. The Elephant Boatyard takes its name from a ship built near here between 1783 and 1786 by George Parsons. HMS Elephant was 168 feet or 51 metres long and nearly 47 feet or 14.5 metres wide. It was crewed by about 590 men. The Elephant carried 74 guns and was Nelson's flagship at the Battle of Copenhagen in 1801. This was a ship on which he reputedly put the telescope to his blind eye and then claimed not to have seen a signal. Sometime later, it was under the command of Jane Austen's brother, Captain Frank Austen. Another of her brothers, Charles, was captain of the Phoenix, also built by Parsons. In 1807, Parsons lost the lease to the Burselden Yard, and despite being 79 years old, moved the business to Warsash, where he built a number of ships, including another 4 for the Royal Navy, before his death in 1812. Between 1692 and 1813, almost 50 boats were built for the Royal Navy on the Hamble. By then, though, the supply of shipbuilding timber was running short, and much of the work was transferred to Bewley and Leap, which are to the west of us on the Solent shoreline. The last naval vessel built at Burselden was the HMS Sirius, built at the yard of Blake and Tyson and launched in 1813. Richard Blake had taken over the Parsons yard. We don't know why such a prolific builder as Parsons lost his lease, but the maiden name of the owner of the land was also Blake. Strange, eh? To put these dates into context, the Battle of Trafalgar was in 1805 and Waterloo in 1815, which was also the end of the Anglo-American War. There is no public access to Land's End Point. However, thanks to the landowner allowing HWTMA access to the area, some detailed surveys of the shipyards there have been undertaken. Now let's walk on. Depending on the state of the tide, you may see the remains of a jetty, similar to the one at the start of our walk. This is shown on a map as long ago as 1837. Our next stop is just beyond the small inlet after a group of houses which include Brooklyn's farm. Stop near the end of the fence line, where there's a fairly sharp bend in the path.